Okay, so we are here with Tori Hill.
Hello.
My name's Anna Swartout.
My name's Brenna Wagaman.
And we are doing an interview for the Queens of Slippery Rock Oral History Project. So can you begin with your name, major, minors, and any in your hometown?
Okay. My name is Tori Hill, and I'm a psychology major with a minor in leadership. My hometown is Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Did I leave anything out?
Nope, that's okay, good. The next one is activities. I was jumping ship already. Can you tell us, like, what activities you're in, what, like, you do around campus,
yeah.
Just different stuff like that?
Definitely. Well, currently I'm involved in the Black Action Society, if you ladies heard of it. Also, the Student Union for Multicultural Affairs, or SUMA for short. So I'm the secretary for both of those positions, and it does get a little confusing with the minutes and everything like that, distributing minutes, but basically we just promote diversity on the campus of Slippery Rock University. So I'm also an admissions prac guy and a Slippery Rock admissions summit tour guy, stuff like that. So
that's fun.
Pretty hectic schedule.
Yeah, I'm sure. Before we start with the real questions about the homecoming queen,
mm-hmm.
What does being a homecoming queen mean to you?
It's a good question. I was actually thinking about this morning. I feel like being a homecoming queen is representing for all the other girls on campus and people in general on like the Slippery Rock University campus. So I know that the whole process of homecoming was a little stressful because it's just like campaigning and stuff like that and being able to reach all students, you know what I mean? So it's like a popularity contest, I don't like to say that, but it kind of is. But being a homecoming queen to me means that the students had seen something in me, you know what I mean, that they elected me to be homecoming queen. So I'm very grateful for that position.
Mm, definitely. That's awesome. What made you decide to run? Were you like involved in high school, or was this something that like a club brought up
mm-hmm.
to you?
It's so interesting because BAS, or Black Action Society, they had, we were trying to look for people to actually run from BAS, and they were like, well, Tori, you run. I'm like, oh no, this is all you guys. Anybody in the general body who wants to run can run.
Mm-hmm.
So I had no intentions on running at all, but they had elected me to run. And I was like, all right, I'll wing it. Let's see if it goes, how it goes. If it works, I win, we'll see.
So. Oh, that's nice, though, that they
definitely,
thought so highly of you.
Definitely. I had
that's
no
awesome.
Intentions of running at all, but
no, that's
great.
Awesome. Can you tell us like a little bit about your campaign? Did you run with a partner,
mm-hmm.
or did you just run solo?
I ran with a partner, Jordan Bennett, who is a communication major, I believe. So I ran with him, and he was actually representing his fraternity, which is Kappa Alpha Psi Fraternity Incorporated. So we had ran together in hopes of actually making homecoming court. So we actually did make homecoming court, so it was really cool.
That's
so,
awesome.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
How did social media come into play with your campaigning?
Social media is like a huge platform for anybody. Everyone knows that. So like social media for this campaign specifically was, we took advantage of it. I didn't really do much of like the physical flyers and like, you know, buildings and the students that are then more or less social media campaigning. And
mm-hmm.
it turned out really well. I mean, like I said, it's a huge platform to use, so I took advantage of it and just put our flyers out there and everything. So.
Did you use like Twitter and Instagram and
oh,
stuff,
yeah.
or did you guys do like, I know that some people sent out like surveys and stuff about homecoming.
Yeah,
did
right.
you guys do like that route, or did you just stay pretty much with like Twitter, Facebook,
mm-hmm.
Instagram, stuff like that?
Yeah, more like the major social media platforms.
Mm-hmm.
So like Twitter, we utilize Instagram a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Facebook, not as much, but we threw it in like the class of 2018 homecoming page.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, class of 2018 Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We threw that flyer in there a couple times. So yeah, I mean, I was surprised to see how many people it reached from social media, because I've seen a lot of people who campaigned with flyers in like buildings, physical flyers, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So we just did social media. So
yeah, definitely a good tactic.
Definitely.
What was the hardest part of running?
I guess I would say the hardest part of running would be, I know I had a lot of friends who actually were running for Homecoming Queen as well, so it was a little competitive. Me, myself, I don't like competition, so it's like I'm all about just like friendly, you know what I mean, being friendly and peace
mm-hmm.
and all of that. I don't like competition or anything, so I would say that was the hardest part for me, was like having those friends who were running. And I did feel that competition arise. I didn't like that at all. So, but I still push forward. You know what I mean? Some of us
mm-hmm.
are still friends to this day. So
well, that's good.
Definitely.
Nobody took it too hard.
Definitely.
Before the election, what did you think your chances were? Especially because you didn't like
mm-hmm.
even have any plans of running. Did you think you had a good chance, or did you think?
honestly, it was like mixed feelings because I didn't know if I would make court, but at the same time, I'm like, oh, well, I mean, I'm pretty involved. Like, you know, I tried my best to be involved and stuff like that. So hopefully I can make court. But I really didn't expect it to be like homecoming queen, you know what I mean? I was like, maybe I'll make court, but queen, I did not expect that.
Did you encounter any stigma around the idea of running for homecoming queen? And like, by who did you, if you did?
Well, I mean, I guess, is that like a, were you saying more or less like, did I encounter any like judgments or anything in a way?
Because whenever you hear the term homecoming queen, sometimes people think like, oh, it's the popular girl who doesn't really care about anything but herself.
Yeah.
And then they look at people like you who've won and they see how much you're interested and how much you want to be involved.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering if like before they got to know you, if they like didn't want anything to like have to do with that or were negative towards you.
Okay. Well, I mean, I think when I went into this whole like the homecoming process, I wanted to remain humble. I've always remained humble and I try to remain humble. So, I mean, I would hope that people, I'm pretty sure people had their opinions about me when running for homecoming, like, oh, she's stuck up and yada, 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 because not to mention, I won prom queen in high school. So it's like, it's this big thing. A lot of people from high school are like, oh, you're an overachiever, I see. And I'm just like, it's not even that. It's just something that was fun that people pushed me to do, so I went ahead and did it. Like I said, the outcome was not expected, but like I said, I just try to remain humble from, you know, going in and coming out, so.
Once you were elected, you said that, like, you won prom queen, so people had stuff about, to say about that.
Yeah.
What else were, like, people talking about, kind of, whenever, after you won?
After I won homecoming queen?
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people were, like, questioning as to whether I was actually really involved, or I was just saying that. Mm-hmm. And she just putting that just to have, like, a lengthy, like, give me a rap sheet or something. Like, I mean, I don't know how I could stress that to other people that I'm actually involved in these organizations, so secretary for BAS, SUBA. Admissions Pride Guy. It may not be a long list, but I do try to remain involved, you know what I mean? So
you do your best.
I do my best, it's just like, you don't want to just have that title and not be seen out and about doing different things for the community and stuff like that. I've always been big on volunteering, so it's like, goes hand in hand.
No, definitely destroying the stigma behind
I agree.
Were there any like anonymous criticisms that you guys got on, maybe any comments or anything on different social medias that you put out, or like just anything? I know that kind of goes along with that you didn't hear too much stigma, but like, were there anything like anonymous that you guys had to deal with?
I try not to pay attention to social media a lot of the negative comments and stuff. I'm pretty sure they're out there, especially being as though I was like the first African-American homecoming queen, so I know there's a lot of people have their opinions, different opinions, you know what I mean? So I try not to pay attention to that because I know that would bring me down, so I just didn't really pay attention to any negative comments. There were some people who actually like removed like my flyer and everything from different social media platforms and stuff like that, and I just try not to pay attention to that because I know that they're trying to like derail me, derail me from focusing on the competition. So, you know, at that moment, it was just like, okay, I'm in this, so people elected me to run for homecoming queen, so I'm going to run. You know what I mean? I'm going to make sure that I run positively, you know what I mean? Run without having any type of, I don't know, run without being so malicious, you know what I mean? I don't want to be malicious while running for this whole thing, and so I can have a bad name of myself, so I just tried to remain positive throughout the whole thing. So.
Definitely a good tactic. Why do you think you won? Like, do you have any ideas, any details, or anything about possibilities?
That's so interesting because I was literally just thinking about this morning. I don't even, now that I think about it, looking back on it, it's months later. I honestly just, it's going back to the first couple of questions when I stated that I think people just see in me that, you know what I mean, I can go out and do this and still remain humble. Mm-hmm. Like I said, I'm not one to brag about being homecoming queen. You could ask a lot of people who I'm involved with, who I'm friends with, like, I rarely brag about this being homecoming queen, you know what I mean? Like, my crown is at home, like, on my refrigerator stand, like, it's just, I don't bring it out unless, I mean, someone asks me to, you know what I mean? And I feel the need to. People know who I am, so it's like, no. Did I ask your question? I'm sorry.
No, that's great.
Yeah.
No, that's awesome. Do you think that being African American and being the first African American queen, obviously that's a major step for Slippery Rock. Mm-hmm. What does that mean to you and to your club mm-hmm. and clubs and societies? How did that like affect everybody? Like,
Well, I know they were like super excited. I know like the president of BAS, he like ran a lap around the football stage, around the football stadium when they like announced my name. So I know they were really proud, and I know like I have younger sisters also. So I tried to like be that role model, be a positive role model. And not saying that I wasn't before, but I know that being homecoming queen is like it kind of elevated me in a way. So I was able to use my platform and, you know what I mean, encourage other girls, you know what I mean, especially on this campus where it's a predominantly white institution. Mm-hmm. So I just wanted to, like, encourage other girls and men also, you know what I mean, just to go out and just strive for what you know you can get. You know, reach your goals and stuff like that, because I'm all about that. All about just getting what you want.
So. It's a great influence, especially because you do so much with the community and with the university itself that was what showed rather than some of the stigma behind the mainly white campus.
Definitely.
What did your family think of your victory? Your sisters, were they really excited?
Super excited. I know my mom is just so old. So she was on Facebook Live and she was like at the hair shop getting her hair done. And she was like, my baby just won homecoming queen. I was just like, oh my gosh. And like, it was in the chair and everything in her hair. And I'm like, oh my gosh. Like, It was definitely a triumphant feeling because I felt like I accomplished something, you know what I mean? And like I said, homecoming queen is not everything to me. It's a really nice thing to have and a nice thing to have behind your name, and, you know what I mean, just to be involved. It's just if you're involved. Mm-hmm. So it's like I was really excited, and I hope that my family was excited too, and hopefully they were. I'm pretty sure they were. So
I'm sure they were.
Yeah, definitely.
I'm sure they were thrilled, especially your sisters.
Especially my sisters. Like, that's who I do it for. My little sisters are, like, my everything. So it's just, like, I hope that I encouraged them. You know what I mean?
Some I definitely way, think you did.
Thank you.
Has your life changed since then? I know that you have said multiple times that, like, this is a big piece of your life, but you don't make it, like, you don't shove it in people's faces.
Right.
So, like, has things changed for you throughout it, though?
I would say so, yeah, because I've been given, like, a lot of opportunities to go and help out other people, and that's it. I didn't do it before, but just being able to do the different duties and stuff like that, because I know for requirements, actually, for homecoming, can you believe it or not, is you have to do volunteer hours, so did a lot of volunteer work, and it allowed me to actually connect with others, you know what I mean? So back at home in my community, back in Pittsburgh, I went to, like, a lot of churches, and on Christmas Day, I went to a soup kitchen, and I volunteered there, and it's like, I really can connect with those people, you know what I mean, and see how good I have it, you know what I mean? So I was able to, like, really just, I don't know, it took me back. So I was actually happy that, I didn't need the homecoming queen title to define that, you know what I mean, because I've been doing that before, but it definitely helped me with seeing more, you know what I mean, I guess. So.
It gave you another opportunity to, like, get out there and
definitely,
do things.
Yeah, so it was really cool, and actually tomorrow I'm actually hosting the Rising Star Awards along with the Homecoming King, Josh.
Oh, that's
so
awesome.
Yeah, we're just trying to, you know what I mean, influence other people and trying to get more females, specifically African American girls, to go out and run for homecoming queen and to do what you want to do, you know what I mean? Run for positions in student government association, run for different things here and there, you know what I mean? Don't be afraid to do what you want to do.
Definitely.
You know what I mean? So
definitely.
Did I answer your question?
Definitely. We just kind of keep going everywhere. It's great. We know that you'll be here next semester with the homecoming, so you'll be able to, like, talk to the new queen.
Right.
But do you plan on coming back for once after you graduate?
Oh yeah, definitely. I will be back. So that's one of the joys about being a student here at Slippery Rock, is just, like, they make you feel so welcome here. Mm-hmm. So I know I have tons of friends who come back and they just graduated last semester and they're already back, you know, doing different events and stuff. So I will definitely be back.
That's awesome.
I might pursue grad school here, so we'll see how it goes.
So you might just stay here.
I might just stay here. Yeah, we'll see.
Would you come back if there was a ceremony or something honoring homecoming queens during, like, the homecoming queen weekend? Or homecoming weekend, not homecoming.
Most definitely.
Whole weekend for you guys.
Most definitely, because it would be interesting to actually meet previous homecoming queens. I know that I've met Casey Vandergriff, who won homecoming queen last year, so it'd be interesting to see other queens from previous years. So mm-hmm. I would definitely come to that.
Definitely. I know next homecoming, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be in the archives office, and we're gonna have a bunch of stuff up for other homecoming so queens to come back to look at the different stuff. So yeah. That'll be a fun time.
I'll be there.
Did this? Obviously, it has positively influenced mm-hmm. your college experience. Has it negatively influenced it at all?
I would say no, because I mean, from that day in October to like now, it's nothing but positive vibes, you know, from all my friends and everything. So a lot of support from a lot of people. So a lot of my friends still call me Queen Tori. They're just like, please don't call me that. I don't know. It's not that I'm like embarrassed. I would never say that I was embarrassed. It's just like, I don't know, I'm just a little shy. Yeah. And like I said, being humble is something that really means a lot to me. So I was like, please, I had people who were like, oh, Queen Tori bowing down to me. I'm just like, please do not do that. Because it just directs all the attention on me. I'm just like, I don't know, please no. So I don't know, I'm a little shy person. Yeah. But yeah, and it's been a positive run from, like I said, October. It's what, been months after it, so really positive. I love everything.
It seems from everything you've said, it seems very positive.
Definitely so much support from everybody. So
do you think it will have effects after college?
I guess I could say yeah, but like you said before about coming back mm-hmm. for different events for homecoming queens, I guess in that aspect, as far as everything else, I don't really think so, because I'm not going to go to my job, and when I go apply for a job, I'm like, well, I was homecoming queen, so you should hire me. You know what I mean? So I don't think it definitely. Would really go that far, but it is nice to be recognized and to have that moment in the archive so that other students mm-hmm. can go back and see it and stuff like that. And basically, I'm a part of history, and I love
you
it.
You definitely
know what I mean?
Are a part of history.
Yeah.
And
yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been fun, though. It's been really fun. So.
Do you have any questions that you thought of during the...
Sorry.
All right. Well, thank you for coming in today.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate you talking to us.
Thank you so much. No problem.